In this bulletin, a $1 billion COVID support package for businesses in New South Wales. Queensland outlines its COVID-safe plan for schools. An Australian Open champion, Ash Barty, pays tribute to the Indigenous trailblazers who inspired her. With the latest SBS News, I'm Biwa Kwan. The New South Wales government has announced a $1 billion support package for businesses hit by the Omicron outbreak. The package includes a payment of up to $5,000 per week, or 20% of payroll, for businesses with a turnover between $75,000 and $50 million, who suffered a 40% downturn in January and project to do the same in February. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet says the government has the back of every business and worker in the state.
No other jurisdiction in the country, no other jurisdiction, no other state has today has provided financial support except New South Wales, because that's the New South Wales way. We are always here to look after businesses in this state. Targeted support gets businesses going, gets businesses moving through, and ultimately ensures that people stay in work.
It comes as the state records its deadliest day of the pandemic so far. There were 52 deaths and 13,524 new COVID cases reported in the 24 hours to 8 p.m. on Saturday. Schools in Queensland will reopen from Monday, February the 7th, after the reopening date was pushed back a fortnight to avoid the peak of Omicron cases in the state. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the COVID-safe plan for schools will involve the use of masks and rapid antigen tests. Masks will be mandatory for high school students and encouraged for students from grade 3. The mask can be removed by students when seated and by teachers when they're teaching. Ms. Palaszczuk says rapid tests would be provided to schools, but only for students or teachers with COVID symptoms. She says there's no strong evidence for regular testing in schools.
There is no health advice by the Chief Health Officer or by AHPPC that staff or students need regular testing. On top of that, many parents have raised with me concerns about how they would administer these tests to their children.
The number of COVID-19 patients in hospital dropped in a 24-hour period from 833 to 745 on Sunday. Another 13 people in Queensland have died from COVID-19, and 8,580 new cases have been recorded. The Australian Defence Force is set to deliver 20 tonnes of food and supplies to the remote town of Cooper Pedy in South Australia, where grocery shipment routes have been affected by floodwaters. Inland floods this week damaged rail infrastructure in South Australia and cut food supply lines to the Northern Territory and Western Australia. South Australia's Premier Stephen Marshall says the northern half of the state could expect up to 200 millimetres of rainfall in some areas over the next few days.
We of course want to send a very strong message to all South Australians that unless you need to be travelling in the north of South Australia, please stay away. This is a very dangerous situation.
And to sport, Ash Barty has paid tribute to the Indigenous trailblazers who came before her after winning the Australian Open women's singles title. She's the second First Nations woman to win the Australian Open following Yvonne Goolagong Cawley's four victories between 1974 and 1977. The 25-year-old also joined Serena Williams as the only active players on the women's tour, with Grand Slam singles titles on all three surfaces, the hard court at Melbourne Park, the grass at Wimbledon last year, and on clay at the 2019 French Open. She says she's proud of her Indigenous heritage as a Ngarrigu woman, but rejected suggestions she's on the same level as Cathy Freeman or Yvonne Goolagong Cawley.
I'm certainly not at their level. Cathy and Yvonne are exceptional people, exceptional athletes, and they have paved the path for so many of us. I'm still in that category of trying to follow in their footsteps and do the best that I can, but to be a really small part of an amazing legacy that they've created is really cool, and I'm just trying to create my own pathway and guideline off of what they've already done for us as a culture and for our heritage. They're two absolute superstars.
And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, a top of 34. Adelaide, sunny, 33. Melbourne, humid, partly cloudy, 30. Hobart, humid, partly cloudy, 25. Canberra, possible shower, 28. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 27. Sydney, partly cloudy, 29. Similar conditions in Newcastle, a top of 29. Brisbane, shower or 2, 32. Cairns, showers, 33. Darwin and Alice Springs, showers, 31. And that's the latest from the SBS Newsroom.